Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8 o'clock, a crash south of Garner creating some pretty big delays this morning. I'll show you the alternate route that could save you a couple of minutes.
And a couple things you need to know stepping out the door. It is gray and chilly, but no rain this morning. The rain rolls in this afternoon, making for a wet commute. I'll show you how long it lingers into the weekend.
Starting today, all high schools across Wake County will require clear bags at sporting events. Just ahead, which bags may be considered as exceptions to the rule.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in the Triangle today. The new investment she is announcing that helps small businesses in Durham. 8 o'clock is time on a Friday. So glad you are with us. March 1st. Turn the page on that calendar. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I can't believe it's March 1st already. Making our way through. We are going to see a little bit of rain coming in today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us exactly where that rain is and when we can expect to see it.
Take a look. We can see where it is well back to our west right now. There's a lot of lightning and thunder in the deep south, but that's likely to stay to our south. What we'll see is rain becoming steady to heavy overnight tonight, and it will likely affect the evening commute and your dinner plans, too. We'll see our rain increasing after lunchtime. It really starts to spread across the viewing area around 4 to 5 o'clock. So it is going to be a messy commute, and those chances just go up overnight, and the intensity increases too. Take a look here on Futurecast. This morning we're dry, but mainly cloudy. We start to see the rain approaching us around lunchtime or just after lunchtime. By 2 o'clock, we start to see some of that rain moving into our western counties and then spreading across the viewing area between 4 and 5 o'clock. During the evening, it becomes heavy, not likely to see thunderstorms, but you can see this heavy rain here with the yellow and orange color contours. That continues for most of the night, but starts to pull away during the morning hours. Between 8 and 9 o'clock, it moves right on out, and by lunchtime, we're dry. Futurecast keeps showing the potential for a few breaks in the clouds during the afternoon, but I think it'll be a fairly cloudy day, but mild. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. It's definitely gray out there right now. Live look at Fayetteville, 45 degrees. Currently, we're looking at a northeast wind at about 3 miles per hour, and our temperatures for right now, looking at mid-30s to mid-40s, so it's definitely chilly when you step out. A cool afternoon, too, with that rain. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s. Coming up, we'll talk about how much rain it will see tonight and Saturday. Brian?
8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we've been watching a crash this morning on the south side of Garner on Highway 50 or New Benson Road at New Bethel Church Road. Tracking some heavy northbound delays this morning, beginning around 1010 Road. About a 13-minute backup showing up right now on that northbound trip on Highway 50 from 42 up to the US 70 interchange in Garner. You can see those heavy delays there. The most recent updates are indicating that maybe this is getting cleared. Some of the sensor readings closer to the crash site now showing traffic flowing freely. So that indicates they've cleared the crash and now that traffic's moving along well. Going to take a little while, though, to get the backups resolved between 1010 and Rand Road. You might consider hopping over to 40 westbound this morning as an alternate route. It's not going to save you more than a couple of minutes, but it might feel a little better as opposed to getting stuck in that traffic there approaching that crash site. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, many of these crashes have cleared just in the past couple of minutes. They just haven't updated on the map yet. They do still have some activity at Newbern Avenue around Dickens Drive, just to the east of downtown Raleigh, an earlier crash with injuries. Look out for some police activity there. Major routes around Wake County are holding up fairly well this morning. In Durham, we've been watching a little bit of a delay building on 885 in both directions, about a 2-minute backup between I-40 and 147. That earlier crash at Roxborough at Lakewood appears to have cleared at this point. Other major approaches into Durham also are looking good this morning. If you're getting ready to head out, remember, listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Breaking news this morning. A woman is hurt after a shooting in Clayton overnight. This happened on Lakeview Drive just after midnight. She was taken to the hospital, but is expected to be okay. Police are still looking for the person who shot the woman.
New this morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of an inmate in the jail at the Public Safety Center on South Salisbury Street. Officers found that inmate unresponsive just after 8 o'clock last night. Medical staff and officers gave life-saving aid, but the inmate died. We're working to learn more about what happened.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Durham today, announcing a major investment in North Carolina-based businesses. Harris will be joined by Governor Roy Cooper and Congresswoman Valerie Fucci in Durham's historic Black Wall Street to announce the investment in small business. The funding includes $32 million for underserved entrepreneurs in the state and an additional $60 million to support and scale women and minority-owned businesses. This will be the Vice President's second visit to North Carolina this year. And in addition to the Vice President's visit today, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley will be in Charlotte. Then tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Greensboro and Haley will be in Raleigh. WREL will provide comprehensive coverage of all those campaign stops.
Starting today, you'll have to change the type of bags you want to bring into sports and other events on the campuses of Wake County High Schools. Today is the first day for the new clear bag rule for spectators. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Millbrook High School in Raleigh, the first Wake County school already implementing this rule. Kelsey.
Jeff, Millbrook actually already implemented this rule last year, and today all high schools across Wake County will have that same clear bag requirement. So if you're headed to the basketball game that's here at Millbrook High tonight, you'll have to have a clear bag like this one, maybe even with a little bit of style. Guests can also bring wristlets or diaper bags if they need to. Guests will also be allowed to bring bags that are considered medically necessary, like an oxygen tank. Millbrook implemented the rule ahead of the district last year. The school made the rule after someone was caught with a gun at a basketball game.
This actually is not limited to sporting events. This is any kind of spectator event that takes place at a high school. So this could include a theater production, a band concert.
That was WREL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst. She says the district will consider making some changes to this over the next 30 days. We'll keep you posted if they decide to do that. And if you want more information about this new rule, you can head to our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
After high-profile border visits yesterday, some people are asking what's next. Amy Kiley reports on potential policy changes that could be the answer.
It's time for us to move on this.
The United States is being overrun.
After the talk, could come action on the U.S. migrant crisis. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are fresh off trips to the southern border yesterday. An administration official says Biden's been considering executive actions to restrict migrant asylum seeking. But the president says what he really wants is the House to pass the Senate's bipartisan national security bill.
We need more agents, more officers, more judges, more equipment in order to secure our border.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says his desire to secure the border is why he hasn't held a vote on Ukraine aid.
If we're going to fix everything around the world, we got to fix America first.
But Trump is pressuring House Republicans to reject the Senate plan, and their hardline measure has almost no hope in the Senate. Meanwhile, back in Texas,
if we're still going to be on opposite extremes that the Republicans want it my way or the highway and the Democrats are the same way, we're not going to get anywhere.
Governor Greg Abbott says the state will appeal yesterday's ruling that blocks it from some immigration control actions. One way or another, many locals say of the crisis,
it's got to stop. It's got to come to an end.
That was Amy Kiley reporting.
New this morning, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is being laid to rest after his death in prison. There's a heavy police presence outside the church in Moscow where the funeral happened. Navalny's family spent 8 days to get his body released, as authorities said they needed to conduct post-mortem tests. A final vote on the architecture and design firm that will work on PNC Arena's $300 million renovation project could happen as soon as next week. That group that owns PNC Arena had selected Gensler and local partner LS3P as their initial choice. The Centennial Authority's Building and Construction Committee interviewed three design teams for the job. This comes after the board cut ties with its previous architect in January. The renovation is expected to begin in the summer of 2025 and be finished sometime in 2027 or 28.
Hundreds of attorneys are making final preparations to take your calls and questions during Lawyers on Call. It begins at 10 o'clock this morning. When you call in, no one will ask for your name. They just need details of the legal issue you're trying to solve so they can answer your question and point you in the right direction. On WREL.com, we've posted some helpful information so you can be ready to get the most out of your call to Lawyers on Call.
10 after 8, still ahead this morning. Uber is making efforts to help parents and teens save money. The new feature that's available today that helps your teen stay within a budget.
And the start of mobile sports betting in North Carolina is just 10 days away. The first step you can take today to begin placing your bets just in time for March Madness.
And, of course, tracking rain that will arrive tonight. It'll be heavy at times, but it'll move out in time to be able to salvage the weekend. I'll show you the timeline as we get into Saturday morning coming up.
Is the time right now. Just take a live look in Fayetteville. Good morning to you there. You see that deck of clouds. There is some brightness off in the distance there. We're not going to see much of that today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Clouds will stick around for most of the day until the rain comes, right?
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing right now. Goldsboro looking gray. It's gray in Apex and Chapel Hill. A few minutes ago, there were a few breaks in the clouds in Chapel Hill, but I didn't expect those to stick around too long. So mostly cloudy skies until we get to, maybe early next week. Saturday and Sunday also look mostly cloudy. Doesn't mean that we wouldn't see a few breaks in the clouds because the rain will move out pretty quickly tomorrow morning. We'll take a live look at Fayetteville where our newsroom is right there. So the rain is building. Certainly some thunderstorms, some lightning down here in parts of the deep south. That's likely to stay to the south, but this rain will start to move on into our viewing area, and it is likely to be heavy at times. Now, we don't have to deal with it this morning. Not until early afternoon will we start to see some of that rain. It's a chilly start. Temperatures have been in the 30s and 40s this morning. We'll see showers slowly developing this afternoon. It is going to be a wet evening commute. By the time we get to 4 or 5 o'clock, the rain will be spread across the viewing area, and then it becomes fairly heavy overnight tonight. So if you had evening plans to be out for dinner or to a show, it's going to be pretty messy out there for sure. Futurecast showing mainly gray skies. This is a look at the brand new run of the computer model that just came in about 30 minutes or so ago. We start to see some of that rain moving in around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By 4 or 5 o'clock, it is spread across the entire viewing area. The yellow and orange shaded areas are where it's heavier. So as we get into the evening, just past dinner time, it really starts to get heavy across our area between, say, 8 and 10. And then it begins to pull out in the morning. It's scattered at 6 a.m. By the time we get to 8 a.m., we're still seeing some scattered rain, but by 9 or 10, it's moved on out. And so certainly the afternoon is salvageable across the viewing area. I think by 10 or 11, all the rain is out. And Futurecast wants to show a few breaks in the clouds during the afternoon. That might be a little ambitious. I think it'll probably stay gray, but temperatures will climb into the mid-60s. So if you do have outdoor plans in the afternoon, right now it looks okay. Futurecast rainfall, some significant rain with this system, especially in our southeastern counties. This might be a little bit overdone. That's a little higher than we were seeing yesterday. I think for an average, we'll probably see a half an inch to an inch across the area. Maybe our southeastern counties a little bit higher. So for Saturday, expect rain to end around the middle of the morning. We'll be dry during the afternoon with 66 degrees, but the clouds will linger. It'll be mostly cloudy Sunday, but warm with a high of 69. And we couldn't round a stray sprinkle, just a 20% chance. Our drought monitor that came out yesterday has spread the abnormally dry conditions into our southern counties, and parts of eastern North Carolina are now under moderate drought. So we definitely could use some rain. We have another chance of some rain in the middle of next week. Our pollen count, the most recent, has trees at moderate, but most likely over the weekend that'll drop off a little bit because of the rain that we'll end up seeing tonight. After that, our next best chance of rain comes Wednesday and Thursday, but some mild temperatures for the weekend and next week, Brian.
It is 8:16 right now. Elizabeth, all new, getting reports of a crash with injuries on Knightdale Boulevard and Old Milburney Road. This is not too far from where Knightdale Boulevard becomes Newbern Avenue there between Raleigh and Knightdale. No big delay showing up just yet on the sensors, but with a injury-related crash, it's likely we're going to see a pretty big response out there. Just want to keep that in mind. Good news south of Garner, that earlier crash on 50 at New Bethel Church Road has cleared. Still seeing a lingering northbound delay there between 1010 Road and and Rand Road, taking a look at the latest update from the sensors, about a 5-minute delay. So this is resolving pretty quickly. That's some good news there on the southern side of Wake County. Just a couple other crashes, including that one east of downtown Raleigh on Newbern Avenue at Dickens Drive, getting cleared right now. Not seeing any big delays with that one. In Durham, also looking fine on our major routes. Here's a live look at I-40 at 55 on the south side of Durham, that eastbound ride from 15501, leaving Chapel Hill, heading down toward the 885 interchange. We're measuring just a 1-minute delay.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, an investigation is underway this morning into why Grammy Award-winning singer Carol G's private plane had to make an emergency landing. This is new video into our newsroom of Carol G getting off that aircraft once it landed safely. The plane left Hollywood Burbank Airport with 16 people on board and flew around to L.A., but then had to turn back when the pilot reported smoke in the cockpit. And of course, it landed. It was surrounded by emergency crews, but there you see Carol G exiting safely. Again, no word yet on what caused that emergency landing or what caused the problems. We'll keep updating this story here in the WREL Live Center.
Glad everybody is okay. Thanks, Ken. Well, this morning, historic wildfires in Texas are still raging. The biggest of them, the Smokehouse Creek Fire. It's only 3% contained and has burned over 1 million acres. It's now officially the largest wildfire in the state's history. Two people have died, an 83-year-old woman and a 40-year-old man, another woman, I should say. The National Weather Service says heat and high winds could cause more fires over the weekend. And as crews battle those fires, snow fell yesterday morning in Amarillo. Around 2 to 4 inches fell, and temperatures were in the 20s. Today, highs returned back to the 70s.
Black women are nearly 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than white women. Many of them develop cardiovascular issues. Health professionals are highlighting the health disparities in minority communities, especially the risk for heart issues in black women. One Wake Forest mother is hoping her story can help other women. Cheryl Stokes says her breathing grew worse in the days after her son was born in 2005. Her family convinced her to call her doctor, who immediately sent her to the emergency room. Stokes had postpartum cardiomyopathy, which is one of the leading causes of maternal death for black women. She credits her survival to the fact that, unlike many minority women in her situation, she had good insurance, a hospital nearby, and a black physician who recognized the warning signs.
I feel very fortunate because I know not everybody has access to good prenatal care. It could have gone another way had I not been in the situation that I'm in.
WRL dives further into stories like Cheryl's in Critical Term, Why Are Black Mothers and Babies Dying? You can watch the full documentary right now on our website, WRL-doc.com.
And we're learning more about the rise of deaths from excessive alcohol use during the pandemic. A new report from the CDC this morning shows there was an average of 488 deaths per day due to excessive drinking. This seems to hit all ages as well. But when comparing women and men, the increase of deaths was greater among women. Researchers looked at deaths related directly to excessive drinking, like alcohol poisoning, crashes and falls, and indirectly, like cancer, heart disease, and stroke.
Uber's rolling out a new feature to help manage families to manage their teens' accounts. And parents can now set a limit for how much their teen can spend on rides or foods through the app. Accounts will have the option to have unlimited funds as well, and some categories can be set to no spending allowed. Teens will be able to set the see the limits, and parents will also get a notification when that allowance is almost up. Uber says it will charge accounts for what they spend each month.
Chick-fil-A is asking customers to throw away some Polynesian sauces because they contain allergens and are an entirely different sauce. If you took home any Polynesian sauce from the restaurant between February 14th and this Tuesday, be aware that they may contain wheat or soy.
The IRS is cracking down on high-income earners who have not filed income taxes in the past 6 years. The agency announced it is sending compliance letters to more than 125,000 people, some of them millionaires, who did not file federal tax returns since 2017. Violators were identified through third-party information like W-2 and 1099 forms. The agency is able to pursue offenders due to a boost in resources from Inflation Reduction Act. Now, the tax officials say those who receive letters are urged to act quickly to avoid additional penalties and fines.
Today will be another step closer to sports betting becoming legal here in North Carolina. The mobile sports betting apps will go live at noon. That's when people 21 and over can create their accounts on the mobile on their mobile devices, and they can also deposit money. Some local bars are getting in on the action as well. Major sports bets companies like DraftKings and FanDuel are looking to strike up partnerships for special deals and advertisements. In exchange, the bar or restaurant would get a portion of the profits the gambling apps make.
You know, they start gambling on the app. Any money that they would use to gamble, they would send me a small percent or whatever.
Restaurants are tough business. You want to scrounge to find income anywhere you can get.
And you can start placing mobile sports bets at noon on March 11th. That is one day before the start of the ACC tournament in Washington, D.C. We also have extensive coverage of this story online, including the list of sports betting companies and the sports teams or organizations they've partnered with in this venture. It's all on WREL.com.
And Michelle, as the ACC basketball season winds down, we're taking a peek at what's to come. Next year's matchups, the league expands to 18 teams. Here's a bit of what it will look like. The conference released next year's matchups. UNC will keep a home-and-home series with Duke, of course, and NC State as well, good news, along with Pitt. And then UNC, along with the Wolfpack, they'll have home-and-home series with Wake Forest and California. Duke will be home with UNC, Wake Forest, and Miami.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're seeing lots of clouds in the sky right now, but that's going to change later on from your commute home from work. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Chapel Hill. Nice now, but later on we'll see the rain.
Yeah, lots of cloud cover out there across pretty much the whole viewing area. There were a couple of peaks of sunshine earlier, but of course, as we get through the afternoon, our chance for rain increases. We'll likely start to see some just after lunchtime, and it spreads across the whole viewing area by 5 o'clock. So the evening commute will be a mess. See, that rain will pick up and get even heavier during dinner time and up until around midnight or so. And then it lingers into early Saturday morning, but most of Saturday is salvageable. We'll take a look at that coming up. 40 in Tarboro, 45 Irwin, 38 in South Hill. If you're exercising, I would do it early. We're looking at some steady to heavy rain this evening. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s, Brian.
It's 8:27. Look out for a crash on Knightdale Boulevard right around Old Milberty Road there on the east side of Raleigh, between Raleigh and Knightdale. I'm not seeing big delays just yet with that, but it did come in as a call of a crash with injury. So it may be a pretty large response out there. If you see flashing lights, move over at least one lane to give them some room to work. Taking a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now, no huge delay showing up on I-40. Everything looks fine through Garner. A 4-minute backup coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading toward 540. In Durham right now, our major routes are all looking good.
All right, thanks, Brian. Today is the first day for Wake County Public Schools' new clear bag policies for spectators at sports and other events. You'll only be able to bring items inside one clear bag, no bigger than 12 by 15 by 3 inches. The purpose of the rule is to deter people from bringing knives or other weapons to events. Next on Fox 50, details about the economic investment Vice President Kamala Harris is announcing during her visit to Durham later today.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This morning we have cloudy skies and chilly conditions, but it is dry. This afternoon the rain rolls in, maybe heavy at times this evening. I'll show you what time it will arrive and how long it will stay this weekend.
Also breaking news, a woman is hurt after being shot at a home in Johnston County. What we know about this hours-long investigation.
And Wake County Schools working to keep you and your family safe at campus events. The new rule that will go into effect today. We have that. We've got some rain to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's Friday. We're happy. It's March 1st. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, that Friday and March 1st, it's spring.
It's spring. We're here.
I'm with Elizabeth Gardner. I'm going to declare it, you know, like meteorologists do. I know it's not official time change, all right. That stuff, but over in the WR Severe Weather Center, we are looking at that radar there and watching some of this rain on the way.
It is fun to talk about spring the first day of March, isn't it? Meteorologically, when we look at the changes in weather, it makes more sense to have spring start on March 1st. But of course, calendar-wise, it'll be another 3 weeks. But we tend to see a lot of big changes that happen this month. One of those is additional thunderstorms. But this band of storms that's down to our south will likely stay to our south. We are looking at rain, and those chances pick up as we get through the afternoon. Just after lunchtime, we may start to see some rain in our western counties. It spreads across the viewing area by 5 o'clock and becomes heavy at times this evening, which could have some effect on your plans to be out for dinner or to a movie. We'll take a look at Futurecast, and we're dry through lunchtime, but by 2 o'clock, we're seeing some showers creeping in, and by 5 o'clock, it's spread across the viewing area. Sometimes the yellow and orange colors are an indication that we may have some scattered storms. It's unlikely that we'll see storms out of this situation. Our atmosphere will be mainly stable and cool, but the rain will be heavy at times this evening, and then tomorrow morning, it's likely to move out fairly quickly. We're still seeing some scattered showers around 8 a.m., but by 9 or 10, it's moved out of the viewing area. And Futurecast keeps showing some thin spots in the clouds during the afternoon tomorrow. I think that may be wishful thinking. I do think we'll be mainly cloudy, but dry. You should be able to spend the afternoon outside on Saturday with some fairly mild temperatures. Right now, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies in Durham, and our temperature currently is 45 with a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. Temperatures are mainly in the 40s. Mostly low to mid 40s currently, still looking at upper 30s in Roxborough and South Hill. We will see highs in the mid 50s for this afternoon. But of course, the biggest weather story today is our increasing chance for rain this afternoon. Coming up, we'll walk through Futurecast to Saturday morning again and show you how much rain we could see total this weekend. Brian?
It is 8:32. Just getting reports of some sort of an incident on 70 right around the 117 interchange there in Goldsboro. Working on getting some details about that. Have an update for you in just a few minutes. All new here at 8:32. We have a minor crash on the north side of Raleigh at Falls of Neuse Road near Old Wake Forest Road. Not seeing big delays with that one just yet, but something to keep in mind there north of the Beltline. Also still have this crash reported on the east side of Raleigh at 64 Business or Knightdale Boulevard at Old Mill Burney Road. Traffic's flowing freely as far as sensors are showing right now, but it is something you'll want to look out for as you're heading between Knightdale and Raleigh this morning. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're in pretty good shape. Look out for a minor crash in South Raleigh on Wilmington Street at Tryon Road. In Durham, our major routes are looking fine there. We are keeping an eye on I-40 eastbound, that ride out of Chapel Hill into South Durham, delay-free at the moment. 85 is looking good also as you head through North Durham.
We breaking news we're following this morning. A woman is hurt after a shooting in Clayton overnight. This happened on Lakeview Drive just after midnight. She was taken to the hospital but is expected to be okay, and police are still looking for the person who shot her.
And new this morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of an inmate at the jail at the Public Safety Center on South Salisbury Street. Officers found the inmate unresponsive just after 8 o'clock last night. Medical staff and officers gave life-saving aid, but the inmate died. We are working to learn more about what exactly happened.
We're also working to get information about a shooting in Johnston County. In a neighborhood there, deputies responded to that house on South Trace Drive just off I-40 near McGee's Crossroads. This was about 8 o'clock last night. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there as the house was surrounded by crime tape. And we're told a person was shot there and taken to the hospital. No word on the person's condition or if any arrests have been made.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Durham today, announcing a major investment in North Carolina-based businesses. Harris will be joined by Governor Roy Cooper to announce the investment in small businesses around 12:30. They'll be on Parrish Street in Durham, a street once known as Black Wall Street. The funding includes $32 million for underserved entrepreneurs in the state and an additional $60 million to support and scale women and minority-owned businesses. This will be the Vice President's second visit to North Carolina this year.
And Michelle, along with the vice president's visit today, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley will be in Charlotte today. And then tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Greensboro. Haley will come over to Raleigh. WRL will provide comprehensive coverage of all those campaign stops for you.
And WRL is your Super Tuesday election night headquarters. We'll have the fastest results as they're counted on WRL TV, WRL.com, and the WRL News app. You can look for updates on all the big races every 30 minutes after the polls close. That's on WRL News Plus, which you can find on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum, Channel 1257, your smart TV, and your mobile devices. Throughout the night, on air and online, we'll have insight and analysis from our NC Capital team.
Also, for our national coverage, NBC News will have a full wrap of Super Tuesday results from across the country. 10 o'clock on WREL. Our team of reporters will have you covered with the local races at 10 o'clock on Fox 50. And then at 11, WREL will have it all for you. Big local and state races and results from all around the country.
And starting today, new rules at Wake County Schools designed to keep you and your family safe. A new clear bag rule is going into effect for spectators at sports and other events. As WREL's Kelsey Coffey explains, there will be exceptions to the rule.
Millbrook High School already has this rule in place right now, but this is now applying to all high schools across Wake County. So if you're coming to the big basketball game that's here tonight, you'll have to have a clear bag like this one, and it can even have a little bit of style. Wristlets and diaper bags will still be allowed. Guests can also bring bags that are medically necessary, like an oxygen tank. Millbrook implemented the rule ahead of the district last year. The school made the rule after someone was caught with a gun at a basketball game.
This actually is not limited to sporting events. This is any kind of spectator event that takes place at a high school. So this could include a theater production, a band concert.
That was WREL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst. She says the district will reevaluate this rule after 30 days just to see if any changes need to be made. We'll keep you posted on those potential changes. If you want more information about this new rule, just head to our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Raleigh.
Starting today, you'll be able to sign up for an account on mobile betting apps here in North Carolina. They'll go live at noon. You won't be able to bet just yet, though, but the first bets, they'll be placed at noon on Monday, March 11th. That's one day before the ACC men's basketball tournament starts. You can find a full list of the operators approved to take bets in North Carolina by going to WRL.com. Coming up today at noon, investigative sports reporter Brian Murphy will break down exactly how these apps work and what you'll be able to bet on starting March 11th.
A stopgap bill to avoid a partial government shutdown is now headed to President Biden's desk to be signed into law. The Senate passed the measure yesterday to extend government funding on a short-term basis. The new deadlines are now set for March 8th and March 22nd. Some government funding would have expired today if lawmakers did not pass that bill in time.
Early voting ahead of Tuesday's primary here in North Carolina will wrap up tomorrow. By end of day Wednesday, just under 6% of registered voters in North Carolina had voted early or by absentee. That's more than 437,000 ballots, slightly less than how many had voted by this time in the early voting period of 2020. Remember, you can register to vote at any early voting site in your county. You will need to bring a photo ID. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is one of the biggest ever. The top prize is now $607 million. The eighth time in the game's history, the jackpot has been over $600 million. The last time someone won the jackpot was back in the beginning of December. You can watch the drawing right here on WREL at 11 p.m.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, what are the odds of this happening? Let me tell you about this. This Arkansas couple has not one, but two babies born in separate leap years. Baby Haven, born on leap day yesterday, shares a birthday with her older brother. But get this, that was 16 years ago. The baby's older brother was born on leap day in 2008. And mom and dad said the siblings born 16 years apart even look alike. And unlike most families, though, they have decided to celebrate their older brother's birthday on February 28th over the years, and Baby Haven will join the party as well. On a personal note, my older sister and my baby sister were born on the same date, February 27th, 17 years apart.
I love that. Thanks, Ken. A piece of Sopranos history is up for sale. Fans of the series will recognize the iconic booth where the show came to an end. We'll tell you how much it'll cost for you to take home the set piece.
And a year old getting her hair inspiration from the Golden Girls. More on the nostalgic look that is going viral online.
Oh, she's so cute. And we'll take you live out to Fenton and Cary this morning. A dry start to the day before rain moves in for the weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will break it down when we come back. Welcome back. 8:43 on your Friday morning. This is a live look over North Hills. Skies look a little threatening. It's not raining quite yet, but we will see that rain push in
later on today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. It's a little chilly out there this morning.
It is. Our temperatures started in the 30s. We're creeping on up into the 40s in a lot of places. But once that rain starts, that's going to feel chilly. We'll see the highs only in the mid-50s. We take a live look at Zebulon right now. The flags outside the town hall there are just moving lightly. We don't have too much of a wind, and we do have mainly cloudy skies. We're seeing that in most places. 45 officially in the triangle. Our dew point's 23, so that's a fairly dry air mass for this time of year. Our temperatures will be in the mid-50s for highs this afternoon, so it stays cool. And, you know, mid-50s and rain is not terribly comfortable. So once we get to the middle of the afternoon, it's not going to be too pleasant to be outside for the rest of the day. 37 in Roxboro, but elsewhere, we're looking at temperatures in the low to mid-40s right now. That's a few degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday, and will be a couple of degrees warmer this afternoon. 55 in Raleigh, 53 in Durham, and 59 in Fayetteville for highs this afternoon. 59 is our normal high, so today will be cloudy and cool with some rain, but that rain moves out fairly early Saturday, and our weekend temperatures don't look too bad. We'll be above normal, mid-60s Saturday, nearly 70 on Sunday and Monday, and 70 degrees for the high on Tuesday. If you felt like it's been a warm February, it has been. Take a look at this calendar. Just focus on the colors. You can see how much of that is in orange, and orange is where temperatures have been above average. We've only had a few days at average and only a handful below average. So we've definitely had a warm February. We're looking at some warm temperatures definitely this week as well. We take a look at satellite and radar, and we do have some thunder and lightning back here across the deep south. That's likely to stay to the south of us. We're going to have a cool, stable air mass over us as this rain moves through, and that should keep us just in rain, but it is likely to be heavy at times. We start to see that rain moving in around 2 o'clock in the afternoon in our western counties, and by 5 o'clock, it is spread across the viewing area. So that's going to make for a pretty messy commute for this evening. The rain starts to pick up in intensity around 8 to 10 p.m. So if you'll be out then, it may feel like it's pouring outside, and the rain is with us all the way through Saturday morning. So there's 8 a.m. It's starting to pull out at that point. By 9 or 10, it's out of the viewing area, and we should be dry for the rest of the day. Futurecast shows a few holes in the clouds, but I wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of sunshine for tomorrow, even though the rain will move out fairly early. By 11 o'clock, we should be fairly dry, 60 degrees. If you're headed out to the Hurricanes game, it's a day game at 12:30 start time. It should be pretty pleasant as you're headed out of the PNC Arena. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s, but mostly cloudy. Our temperatures, of course, will stay in the 60s over the weekend. Sunday will be mostly cloudy, but at almost 70, upper 60s all the way up until Tuesday at 70, and then a chance of some showers Wednesday and Thursday. Brian.
It is 8:46 right now. Breaking news in Goldsboro. We have a crash on the westbound side of Highway 70 right around the 117 bypass. As we zoom in there, that is the westbound side of the Martin Luther King Expressway there just north of downtown Goldsboro. Here's a picture from the Goldsboro Fire Department of the big mess that they have to clean up. You can see that overturned truck there with what appears to be a lot of trash spilled out there in the median. You can see that there is a little bit of a delay as you head through that area. So if you can pick up the westbound side of the Martin Luther King Expressway or 70 from the 117 bypass, you should be on the other side of that. But here for the next little while, at least, looks like a bit of a mess there on the north side of downtown Goldsboro.
Brian, thanks. Today, the North Carolina Central University School of Law will launch a series of events to mark its 85th anniversary. NCCU School of Law opened in 1939. It's only one of six historically black law schools remaining in the country. The anniversary launch event will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The series of events will continue throughout the year, though, leading up to a gala in the fall.
A high-flying Broadway musical is in town, and a new inclusive playground is opening this weekend. WREL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has the details and out and about's best bets. Kathy, happy Friday. Let's talk more about the musical in town.
Okay, Peter Pan is live on stage at Durham Performing Arts Center. Now, the show's going to run through Sunday. I had no idea the story of Peter Pan is almost 70 years old. This musical has all the classic songs you love, and it's all about embracing the child in all of us. Tickets are still available. I just love, like, Tinkerbell, and I just love the whole show.
I love it so much. And children will get a chance to explore different jobs during an event in downtown Raleigh this weekend. Talk to us about that.
This is so much fun. Okay, so the Marbles Kids Museum is going to host the annual Future Me Fair. That's from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's included with your museum admission. The kids are going to get a chance to have all these hands-on experience and explore their different careers. So if they want to be like a doctor or they want to be a scientist, they're going to have actual people there to kind of like help them understand those careers.
I love it so much. At first, I was like, children are exploring jobs. Wait a second. That doesn't sound right, but that is so cute. I love it. Also this weekend, it's the opening of a new inclusive playground. Talk to us about that. Where is it?
Okay, so on Saturday at 7 a.m., the Holding Park Inclusive Playground will open in Wake Forest. This is in the downtown Wake Forest area. It's going to be open daily from 7 a.m. until dusk. It features a variety of equipment for children of all ages, abilities. Children with wheelchairs will have wheelchair accessible rides and slides. It's going to be so much fun. I got a special tour this week, and it's amazing. That surface is rubber, so if you fall down, it's not nearly as bad if you fell on concrete. So much.
Definitely worth checking that out. I love it, Kathy. And you can get details about these and other events this weekend by going to WREL.com and searching keyword out and about. Thanks, Kathy.
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and their haters. They have them, but Kansas City Chiefs defensive backs coach Raleigh native Dave Merritt is not one of them. Merritt went to Millbrook High School and NC State. He was on The Sports Shop on 99.9 The Fan last week. His conversation about Travis and Taylor is now getting international news coverage. Merritt said Swift's trademark high energy and infectious charisma helped during the championship game.
She actually affected the team in a positive way.
Okay. Okay. Right?
It wasn't a negative way. It was everybody was excited that Travis was happy. Mm. So when my player, my brother is happy beside me,
right,
that helps me and that encourages me. And so Travis came in there a different man.
Okay.
Happy Travis, happy team, I guess. Merritt even went as far as to call Swift part of the Kansas City Chiefs family and said she is, quote, our little sister.
Love that. And today you can get your tickets to see Pink live at PNC Arena. If you love Pink, she'll play two shows at the arena on November 11th and 12th. Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning.
One of the most famous TV booths is up for sale. And you have seen, if you've seen the final episodes of The Sopranos, you likely will recognize this centerpiece right here. It's the table where Tony and his family set the scene there and they sat, cut to black, ending the show with all that mystery. The booth is from a restaurant in New Jersey, which is being renovated. The owner is auctioning off that booth on eBay. The bidding starts at $50,000.
That's a classic Jersey booth right there. I love it. All right, in today's entertainment news, Dune Part 2's opening weekend could be music to the ears of theater owners and a preview for a film about a man who hears music everywhere. Here's David Daniel.
Look who's back from the dead. Do what must be done.
Dead pretty much describes movie theater box offices this year, but Dune Part 2 could change that. Industry forecasts show the science fiction sequel's opening weekend could hit $80 million, more than the total box office of any film released in 2024 so far. Data trackers, the box office company, say at this point in the sales cycle, Dune Part 2 is outselling such hits as Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, John Wick 4, and even Oppenheimer.
For as long as I can remember, everyday regular sounds, I turn into rhythm.
Here's your first look at Musica, directed, co-written by, and starring Rudy Mancuso, based on his real life with a form of synesthesia, in which people perceive one or more of their senses differently. He's also trying to make sense of family pressures, his romantic life, and his future. Musica begins streaming on Prime Video April 4th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Okay, this is so cute. A Texas toddler has been turned into an 80s icon with a doozy of a hairdo.
She turned into a little mini Betty White.
Yeah, it's one-year-old Evie Mae Mathis' first haircut transformed her into that golden girl, and she has just become a viral sensation ever since. After getting her first do done by her grandmother, her mom posted videos of the toddler wearing 80s fashion, padded shoulders, applying Liz Taylor's White Diamonds perfume. Some people say that her hairdo reminds her of the characters Blanche or Rose on the hit Golden Girls sitcom. Evie's mom says that the secret to her hair is teasing it a lot.
Oh my gosh, that is the cutest thing I've seen in a long time.
I think the key to that whole thing was having her grandma do it.
Yeah, there you go. She knows.
Awesome. Had to break with the winning lottery numbers right here. Check on weather and traffic next.